WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. The National Association of Convenience Stores is holding its annual expo in Las Vegas this week, debuting thousands of new products ready to hit the store shelves across the country, but also new services as well. Joining us this morning from Las Vegas is Jeff Leonard. He's the VP of Strategic Industry Initiatives at the National Association of Convenience Stores, NACS. Jeff, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Thanks for having me.
The National Association of Convenience Stores is underway, this show out in Las Vegas. Jeff, tell us what you guys are talking about up there. What's the focus?
Well, the fancy terms that I think everybody's talking about is frictionless payments, disruption. But, you know, early in the morning, people's eyes glaze over. Let's just talk about what that means. Speed of service. And when you look at all the retail out there, there's two things going on. Convenience is really about the internet, and anybody who's competing against the internet is terrified of that. But the opportunity is really around the shopping experience and in brick and mortar. And that's where you're going to see malls succeed. That's where you're going to see restaurants succeed. That's where you're going to see convenience stores succeed. So a lot of focus on how do you have a better shopping experience, because in most cases, you're not going to be faster than the internet in terms of delivery. Maybe exception being small format stores like convenience stores. You're thirsty. You get it now. You don't want to even wait a half hour. So some opportunity, but it's all about time.
Yeah, and I saw one of the displays that I saw online from your show is that it's sort of like while you're getting your gas out front, you can use a mobile app to find the snacks that you want and pay for them all at once when you go in, so you don't even have to wait in line. Is that the kind of convenience that we're talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about that. Now, the challenge with that, and that they've tried experiments with that, with paying at the pump with cash. It has to be weatherproof, because the one time it doesn't work, somebody's going to start kicking the dispenser, and we've all been there. So looking at various things, how do you order something? How do you get things delivered? There's been a couple presentations on fuel delivery and things like that, where you don't have to necessarily go to the gas station every time the gas station comes to you. You don't necessarily have to go to the grocery store. The grocery store comes to you. So how do you look at a different model where if, you know, there's just not enough time in your day or at that immediate time, something comes to you and it's that much more convenient.
Convenience stores have a kind of a cool model because they're really, out of everything that we do, I think, in our daily lives, we're talking about generally a 24/7 operation that people want to get in, as you mentioned, get in and get out of. How does that change the way they do business being open 24/7 as they are?
Well, the 24/7 is increasingly important as people do shift work. When you have 17% of the U.S. population is doing some sort of second or third shift work. So when nurses get off at 2 in the morning from their shifts, where do they go to get food? Where do they go to get something? So we're seeing more fresh food in stores, because if it's just, you know, they're good products, but gummy worms isn't going to cut it as dinner at 2 in the morning. So looking at more of those salads that are in the fresh cases and things like that. And people are just working around the clock. Even if you're talking about kids coming back on spring break or long weekend, you want to have them get a place where they can get gas, use a bathroom. And by the way, one of those bathrooms where the key isn't attached to a hubcap, like a nice bathroom. And get a good sandwich and get on your way.
I guess some of that is called grab and go, right? That's the kind of idea that convenience stores live by.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of those things, those grab and go coolers, that fresh case in the front of the store, we're really seeing some pretty strong sales out of that. And that's that usually it's an oval thing in the front of the store. It has yogurt, string cheese, sandwiches, water. Because it's that much more convenient. And we've done enough of these studies where opening a door is inconvenient. Not having a door on an open-air cooler is more convenient, and you see sales grow.
Let's talk a little bit about healthy options here, because I know that's taking a lot of attention out there. People want to eat healthy. They also want their snacks to be healthy, don't they?
Yeah, and it's all about choices. There are sometimes, and you remember that old commercial, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. So the key is when you offer healthy options, you want to first off tell people you have these healthy options. You don't want to necessarily set them up in a section where it just says healthy options, because that's only going to appeal to people who always want those options. So the way you want to set up the store is you want to have the healthy options mixed in with salty snacks. You want to have them mixed in with sweet snacks, because usually when most people are driving around and they say, I want something, they're saying, I want something sweet, I want something salty. Very rarely does somebody say, I want something healthy, or I want something full of calories, fat, something like that. It's a flavor profile. So the key is to mix things in with the existing items, because people shop based on taste, not necessarily all the time based on a specific profile of what the item contains.
Jeff, who are the players in this space? I know here in the Chicago area, we have a lot of 7-Eleven stores, but who are the players nationally, and what kind of share do they have each?
Well, nationally, 7-Eleven is the largest, and the other one is Circle K, which is owned by Alimentation Couche-Tard, which is a Canadian company, and that means wake a night owl. So anybody that wants to learn French this morning. But really, it's about regional stores, and most of the 63% of convenience stores are one-store operators. It tends to be a regional operation because you generally don't want to outstrip your distribution, and you have limited marketing dollars compared to larger boxes. But what we're really seeing is convenience stores are more thought of as the cool kids now, whereas for years it was the mini mart and all the derisive comments related to that. Amazon wants to open 3,000 convenience stores in the next 3 years. Walmart wants to open convenience stores. Home Depot, about 10 years ago, started opening convenience stores. Didn't get as far as they wanted, but small format where people are moving. And I think with Amazon, I think what they're looking at is mixed-use kind of stores where they're within apartment complexes. We're going to increasingly see that, because even a mile out of somebody's way is inconvenient. So where do you get these small format stores where people are or where people want to be?
I know that in addition to showcasing a lot of different ideas, there are some serious discussions going on as well about policy. I was unaware of the important role that your members have played in the discussion about the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, as everybody knows it, and some changes that were in store for this year that sort of got rolled back a little.
Well, convenience stores are about 50% of the outlets outlets that accept SNAP. Now, they're only about 5% of redemption, but when you look at corner stores, convenience stores, we're not the place. You're not going to come in with a shopping cart and you're going to fill it up and you're going to say, I'm good for the month. But where these stores fit in is when the let's just say that the person that, if you're in an area where there's only one car, can that person at night come back with a milk, come back with a bread, come back with some of those other staple items? And that can go on SNAP, whereas it might not if these stores aren't part of the program. And the way that the depth of stock was constructed is things like it had to be different species. So you had to have different species of animal to qualify for meat. So bacon and ham, same species, that's only one in terms of depth of stock. So then you're starting to look at duck and other things like that. And as far as I know, duck sales are pretty small in convenience stores. What we just want to do is we want to be there for when people just want to get those fill-in items. We are not going to replace the grocery shop. And one other thing, and we always see waivers with SNAP when you can't buy hot food with SNAP. But you'll see in Florida, Alabama, they'll release those waivers this week as you have millions of people evacuating. They're going to shelters. They can't possibly cook. So you will see some SNAP waivers where people can use SNAP benefits for hot food and things like that because they need food.
Jeff, any other takeaways from the meeting this year and what we should be looking for as consumers?
It's not just time where you're located. It's not just time on how you get food or drinks or whatever to somebody. We're also seeing a lot in terms of mashups of products. We've all seen the protein bars. We've seen protein drinks. Now we're seeing things like protein cakes, protein potato chips, caffeinated water, all kinds of combinations, because why have a coffee and water? Why not just have them both in one drink? And so a lot of these mashups where it's not enough to quench a thirst, what else does it do? It's not enough to fulfill a hunger, what else does it do? So we'll see a lot more of these products over the next couple months.
Jeff, we appreciate you being with us this morning. All the best to you and all your members.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Jeff Leonard is the Vice President of Strategic Industry Initiatives at the National Association of Convenience Stores, which is having its annual conference right now in Las Vegas.